Okay, the Malvin Beis Munten. Ketzad Osa Maimer. How is it talking? The Mishnah says, so what's an example of Maimer? Now, we said it's Machleit Gamal Chachamim, whether you can have a Maimer after a Maimer or a Get after a Get. But the example that Mishnah is talking about is where you gave a Maimer to one woman and a Get to another one. This is not an example of a Maimer Acha Maimer. Ask the Gemara, Hai Get Acha Getu? This is a Get after Get. This is a Get after Maimer. Amar Rav Yehuda, said Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kama, this is how you meant to read the Mishnah. Get achar haget u'maimer achar maimer. That's obvious what it is. Kidama, we just said. Yavam echad v'yivam achad. But if there's only one man and one woman, obviously you're not talking about a get after. What do you mean give the same woman a get after a get? Doesn't mean anything. Or a maimer after a maimer. So how does it work by a single woman and a single man? There, it's a maimer and then a get. So ketzad, how is it hatorosa mitzvah hatorosa? How do you release her? Osa maimer b'yevemtai, you gave her a maimer, then v'nosa lo get, and you gave her a get. So the question is, does the get only remove the maimer, the maimer, or does it also release her from yibum? So the Mishnah's ketzad is not an example of the very opening of the Mishnah. It's an example of how, what kind of case can we have with a single woman and a single man? Also, maimer a bola is a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah, one example the Mishnah says is if you gave a maimer and then you had relations with her, you did like the mitzvah. It sounds like in lema lecheda misayeya li supports Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? Rav Huna says that in fact this is how it's meant to be. Mitzvah yivama. What is a mitzvah yivama? First of all, make kaddish. First of all, you make kiddushin. That's right. And it's only Rav Huna. So Machleik is actually Rav Huna says.
51 pages later. What are we talking about?
Yeah, mitzvah yivamba. The mitzvah yivamba first mikadosh and then boiled. That's how it's meant to be. That's the mitzvah. So luchayin. That's exactly what the Mishnah says here. Mishnah says ke mitzvasa. That's not raya. Ema, you can say lav dafke for Rav Huna. Maybe take be alone is enough. But if you did maimer, then be it's also enough. Ema avzak ke mitzvasa. This is also enough. You know, sure, why not? Just because you did a maimer, why should it be worse? If you did the be, and that's all the mitzvah is. So what? Just because you added a maimer should be an issue. What's a chiddush then? Nein, sagrami. I would have thought that kivon damamat. I would have thought that since we said ha'oisem maimer beyevamtei, since we learned that if somebody does a maimer is yevama, she now no, she's a rakeh like your wife. Porcha heimenu zikas yevama, she's no longer treated like a yevama. The cholal of zikas edusin unusuyin, now she's like your wife. And now this is the kedushin, and then you have to just get married, so she's already your wife. So I would have thought that you just lost out, you missed out on the mitzvah of yibum, because getting her engaged is not the mitzvah of yibum, but she's no longer yivama now; she's your wife. She's like an ordinary wife. So maybe you lost out on the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah tells you how to zekim mitzvah. Aim a lot mitzvah covered under mitzvah marshal, and he's still doing a mitzvah. Because when is the mitzvah yibum? When you're the bila, but by then she's no longer a yivama. La Hakim Sheng La Achiv is only Shaykh. That's right. You bypass it in a way. Talking about a gufa, let's analyze it. Amar Rabbuna said, Mitzvah Yivamin, what's the Mitzvah Yivamin? Mekadosh, first you make a Kedushin, V'arakach, and then boil. But V'im boil, if you did Bila first, and then what up, you did Bila, V'osa Maimon, afterwards, did a Maimon Kanan. What does that mean?
Freddy
Gemara, Im boil, V'osa Maimon, Pshita. If you were boiled, that means she's your wife. And gave a kiddush afterwards. So what does that mean? It's like a mock wedding.
A stupid question. Yeah. This b'ila you're talking about is l'shem kiddushin?
Yeah, this is
the b'ila of yibum. That's the b'ila of yibum. Exactly. Okay. So what's the maimon after? What is it? Pshita, d'kan yibum b'ya. You already kan yibum b'ya. Ela eima, say as follows. This is how you read. Im bal b'loi maimon kana. If you did it without a maimon, you kana. In other words, ideally we want a maimon first, like Rav Huna is saying, yeah? Yeah, this is what Rav Huna is saying, right? Rav Huna is saying the mitzvah is maimer and then bila. And then Rav Huna is saying, but b'di'evet, it's like b'di'evet, yeah, you yaitzeh bila alone. That's Rav Huna's opinion. But you tell me, b'di'evet, you yaitzeh v'tan, you else we like it. If you have bila without maimer, you get gormal, because it sounds like even b'di'evet is no good. But the Gemara makas matters with Rabbanon. Matayda, of course, if you don't do maimer, you still did the mitzvah of yibum. But it's a pastished. It's a grubber way of doing it. So with Rabbanon, you get malchus. Like we know, Rav, we had the Gemara Kedushin, Rav. Is menaged ragi to give pech. Amanda mekadosh abia. The Torah says you can biblically marry through bia. Rav is to give malchus. Anyone who proceeds to get married this way, it's a grubber way. It's not sneezing. Another thing, umanda mekadosh b'shukr. If you propose to somebody in the middle of the street, that's a chuspah. You have to be sneezing. You have to be modest. You have to be quiet. circumspect or whatever it is, also in that of an hate.
Also, it's a Dovish Bikitush. Especially in the middle of a.
Exactly. So, and you see Malchus for this. Because it's not sneezdik. Rashi says, Shub Pritzus. The whole thing is Pritzus. And you're talking about you gave him money. You did the right thing. You didn't have any more. He did not be in the street. You gave him money or you gave him a shtar. But the whole idea of doing it in public, of having a Skyrider plane out there, you know, announcing, yeah, exactly, is the antithesis of what modesty is all about. But Rashi says, Yilusa u Pritzusa.
Casual
is often hate. It's for Hesia. Why is it Pritzusa? Because it's for Hesia. These things should be. Alone between you, exactly,
yeah,
you and her.
But Lepoil, when you do a chuppah, everybody's there.
No, not about the chuppah, talking about Kiddushin.
No, but this is, yeah, like, well, even when you say,
okay, true.
Obviously, everybody's there, but it's in a different sort of a city.
Yeah, okay, true. That's in a city, yeah. Well, man, the if you give a woman a ring, you never spoke to her about getting married, you just walk down the street, you see this nice woman, so you give her a ring, oh, you're engaged to me. It's also a grub. You're taking it for granted.
So he would give pets to that Englishman who came in and said, you belong to me.
Exactly. If somebody cancels a get, you send a shaleach out with a get. We can learn a pedigah shaleach, a machleik is there, but if you go ahead and then afterwards you cancel the get, and the shaleach continues with the get, he doesn't know, he gives it to the wife, and you imagine the wife thinks that she's divorced, gets married again, just remarried, your children be mamzeidim. So it's a chutzpah, it's more than a chutzpah, but we can't really charge you with anything, so give him malchus for causing the trouble and causing there to be mamzeidim in the world. There's a concept called Medoa. Bezen force, if you're forced to do something and before you do it, you tell someone, you tell two Adim, you should know that I'm going to do this under duress. But I'm telling you right now that I'm not in agreement. So he knows Bezen is about to force her because he's a recalcitrant husband. So he tells two Adim beforehand, you should know the get that I'm about to write is null and void. And the get is talking null and void. And if this happened, they would give him Malchus because she won't know. She'll think she's divorced, she'll get married, and be Mam Zadim in the world. We don't like that. And if a shliach bezin summons you to a din teira, and you treat the guy in the eifin of Rashi's hefkeris, disrespect, he give malchus. Taisa says we're not talking about dafka shliach bezin for a din teira. Any shliach of a rav, and you maltreat him, or disrespectfully, off with your head. Interesting machlekes. Rashi holds the only one who has power is if he's a shliach of a bezin. And Teisa says a rav sends a shliach. You got to treat the shliach with respect. Teisa says a nida the bechol shliach of the rabban yesh lukas. I forgot to have shliach of bezin. Any shliach of the rabbis. Who's representing which rabbi? Has to be a shliach of a rabbi. Exactly. But he passed away. He says.
That's
it. Fighting him out.
They'll strike that from the record, for your honor.
Take it off the handset. Man, and the last thing is, man, the shoy shamed the bundle at klosin yamin. If somebody's put in chedim, and he didn't mind. 30 days he never went to the bezin v'loy. Osi lebeidin v'torsh, and he went to the bezin and said, "Hey, remove my chedim. Whatever it is, I'll do tshuva. I'll apologize." Grace was. If he doesn't care, the fact that you don't care that you're not counted in minyan, the fact that you don't care that you're excommunicated, that in itself means it's a hefkedus. You deserve malchus. And then the last thing is Val Chasne on the oldest son-in-law, the Doyer Bebe Chamoy, if he lives in the father-in-law and mother-in-law's house, we have suspicions that the mother-in-law has a special feelings towards the oldest son-in-law. So the rest we don't care about. The oldest son-in-law should not live in his in-law's house, even though now in Sydney everybody lives with the parents.
Say, is this still this Gzeda or this what is it? Stam advice or it's exeter?
The Gemara will have it a few times. It's brought down. It's not brought down in regular Shulchan. It's the Rambam. So maybe it all depends on the times.
Lepoil, you see it happens
very often now. People can't afford to new residents, new premises. They spend a year or two in the house
on a temporary basis. My daughter and I, they moved back from America to here. They had nowhere to stay for until they found their apartment. They lived with us.
If you'd have known this Gemara, what would you have done?
Put him in the street. I tell him there's a shed in the backyard. You can go there with the bikes.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, it sounds from here, but let me just show you what the Gemara says. You sound to me the doyin in, they're probably living, but chilav loy, but if he lives in the neighborhood and just walks by in front of the house, that you're allowed to. But Hahu Cholav Abba de Bechamud is a guy that we know about, that used to walk in front of the father in law's house. The Nogde Hafshashas, just for walking in front of the house, he got petched. who made them have Edayim Machmaseh. There were already rumors floating around. Rumors floating around, and we saw the Edim walking around the house, he get petched. There's no rumors floating around. He's allowed to walk in front of the house, but he shouldn't dare be caught in the house. A Shabbos meal may be allowed to, but that's it. Nadoyam and Nadoy said, Bekulim and Nagid, Nadoy disagreed. They said, Rav didn't give Malkus in all of these cases. Ella, he used to scorn them for this, but he never gave them Malkus. Ella, the only one he gave Malkus was Lemekadish Bebia. If somebody Mekadish a woman through a Bia, that's Mamash Grub. Or Veloy Shaduchi, Mekadish a woman, he didn't speak to her before, and he just walked by and he gave her a ring and said, you're engaged to me. You took it for granted, that's a chutzpah. Or even if Shaduchim, if you just went straight from Shaduchim to Bia, is a pritzus already. That's all. No, doesn't mention it. The only Mekabel Shaduchim, yeah. Anyway, right?
It's interesting though, what does the pasuk say?
Tosis says that the reason why today about a son-in-law and a father-in-law, he says is that today we follow Nadoi, you don't get Malkus. But it doesn't sound like it's right. It sounds like it's bad, but it's not so bad. We're not going to give Malkus for it. So that sounds like from Tosis that it's even today, when his times, it's the Gzeda is still on. Anyway, right? That's what I learned. Ketzad Maimer. What exactly is a Maimer? No, so the Ketzad give him money. Here's a Ketzad with equivalent to Vishtar or a contract. Ketzad Vishtar. How do you write a contract? In other words, it's the exact same thing you do by Kedusha you do here, except you add the word that you are engaged to me in the Maimer Yevamin. You're expressing that it's a Yevamin thing. How do we do a Shtar? Forget about Shtar. Ketzad Kedami just said. Kosel on the Yod. The same rule that applies to Kedusha right here. You write a piece of paper, or the Ched is a piece of clay. Ava Pisha Eimba Shavaprut, even though it has absolutely no value at all. Because we hold Edom Mesida Karsa and Edom Chesimah. If you hold Edom Chesimah Karsa, the Edom who signed the contract, they're the ones who make it happen, then it can't be on a Yor or Cheres. Yor is Dover Sheyochel is Daif. Paper is something you can erase and you can put new things on. It wouldn't be valid. But because just like by Gittin, Edom Mesida Karsa, which means the Edom who saw the transaction make it happen, and we compare Kedushin to Gittin, so by Kedushin also, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's the Edom who witnessed the event that makes it happen, not the Edom recorded on the Shtar. And you're right, Hadi Atma Kedushin, so what's the big deal? Yeah. And when it comes to Shtar, we don't care that there's value, because it's the words in the Shtar that make it happen, not the piece of paper or the Shtar itself. Yeah. Say it again? In the Shtar, you're right.
But he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
When he hands the Shtar, does he also say that?
But doesn't he have to?
Yeah, because they're aiding him.
Because
the Shtar doesn't need Shabrut. The Shtar doesn't. No, condition also. It's like buying a karka. We don't care the value of the Shtar, it's the words. The Gemara talks about if it's like a get. If you didn't say it, it's just written in there. Hadiat Mutteris Chaladam. If you didn't say it, what happens? The Gemara always said you have to say. You have to say. Because the Edim have to know what's going on. How do you know what your intention was when you gave it? Maybe you gave it for storage. Even if it says those words, maybe you gave it for safekeeping. We need to hear you say it. So what's the question? We went to say, of course we know what a Shtar Kedushin is. What's the Ksuvah say? Kosovo, he writes, I know Ploini about Ploini. I, the son of this person, Kibilit Yas Ploini, Yevemti Olai. I accept upon myself this Yevam, Lozoin Ulafarnosa Kerod, give a Parnosa. Well, but that provided, she takes a Vasa, where does it, she get the asset from the first husband? He left from the Nisha, thinking about Meshadi. If they don't have it, they come to me. Kadeshla de Kalabin, let's see. And the reason is because Meshamayim, everyone had before the mother. Meshamayim gave it to him. But on the other hand, if there's no asses there, he'll treat her lightly. So we say, Luchay, if you treat her lightly, there wasn't help if you take from the brother's estate, because he yashes the brother's estate. So whatever he gives her is costing him. So he won't treat lightly either, because at the end, it is costing him indirectly, because he could have had a bigger Yerusha. Someone just came up to me the Shabbos, and he says that my children are complaining that I'm giving away the whole Yerusha. He's a big balls lucky. He's giving away the whole Yerusha. So the Shimon would feel that he won't treat a light, just throw it out, because he loses out then, because Reuven's estate would have ended up with him. Now it's going to go to her. She has to have a good basis. She can't just say it on the Yam. We learned about Karcha. Yava Yima Bal Karcha. The only time is if it's a Mukish Chin. In other words, so we learn from there if she has grounds. The guy is a despot, he's a tyrant. That's right. Only the reason is like he's a mukushkin, I can't live with him.
Exactly. So he's got the initiative.
Me from the beginning.
Yeah, they're gonna take him. I don't want to give him. He's yuksum with the ego.
He could. Yeah, it's his option. Totally. You're right. And maybe that's one of his cheshbonos. He's desperate for money, and maybe. I have a question. He said, "What if he gave her a get? We learned all night. If he gave her a get, Matayda, nothing happened to you, Yavama. But the Rabbanan, we treat like a get, and therefore you can no longer marry her. Nobody can marry her, and she'll leave the bias. What happened? You gave her a get. That's possible. For example, you gave her a get, and you said this get only divorces you from me, but neither does it permit you to marry anybody else in the world. You're also to the whole world. That's called a possible get." So, do we say, get Yevamah, the whole get by Yevamah is under the Rabban? Matayda, those things give me a divorce, so she's not even married to you yet. Get the Mahani Bechadish, so those getting that function by a married woman, Mahani Beivam, Hilva Yevamah, get the Mahani Bechadish, the Mahani Beivam either. Is that what we say? Idilma, Asilach, Lukvi Begitta. Or do we say that no, we're worried that if they see there's a get, and you discard it, and afterwards she can have relations. So we're scared that you're going to make a mistake. In every get and make the same mistake. Yeah. Maybe we're scared that if you give her a pasul get and we say no problem, go marry her, next time he'll give her a proper get, and he'll give her a proper get to this Yavama, and the Rabban definitely don't allow you to marry her afterwards because you're ready, Shalai Yivna, you're ready to decide not to. So therefore, people don't know that they won't get another get. Freddy Gemara, Amalei Hashibu, you're the piece of paper. Okay, over there you gave her a proper get, or anything is, you wrote something, your own incorrect phrase. You said, Hadayat Mataz Li, but also L'chol Adam. Okay, doesn't work. According to you, we're worried that people will infer that if this is nothing, any get is nothing, then if you gave her a piece of paper, a mock get, it should also be a problem that you cannot marry anymore. Is that your din? How can I be the apostle? I'm like, no. Over there, the get is worthless. Hasam le pasul begun. If you give a piece of paper, it never works. But if you give a woman a get, and you say, Hadayat Mataz Li, that get is called a reacha get. It smells like a get. So what happens? Even if the husband dies tomorrow, she cannot marry a kohen because the word out there is that she was divorced. Because it looks like a real get, the wording is like a real get. He just added a phrase that sort of passed it.
People know that he said he is a get, but that was written in the get.
Exactly, and it looked like a get, went through the motions. So therefore, it's called a reyecha get, and if the husband dies, you cannot marry a kohen. So therefore, by a vivamba, the same thing, people make the same mistake. But a piece of paper, by a kohen also is meaningless. If the husband gives a piece of paper, the next day he dies, you can marry a kohen, because nothing happened. Hachik, kapasav kuna, the time we learned, v'isha gurusha, how do we take a pasav kuna? It says if a woman is divorced from her husband, the kohen should not take. Now, why is it isha grusha misha? Who else would she be divorced from? That means we learn from that. Even though the divorce, the only thing you're on divorce is you're divorced from me, but not from the rest of the world. She's treated like a grusha, and a kohen can't marry her. From here it seems, and the rishon say that this is Mahatayra. Not the Reich get is the Rabban. Yeah. Gerishin to the extent that she's also the Kohen. But she's not mutter to anybody else here. So it's not a proper Gerishin. She's not mutter to marry anybody else. So it's and we learn from the extra word, Isha Grusha Mei Isha, that she's only divorced from this man and from nobody else. So it sounds like he's Mahatayra. That's a Kiddush. That's why we have a special Pasuk. Because Kohen is, Chumrah also by Kohen. This is called the smell. It smells like a get. It's a sniff of a get. If a guy said, they say, somebody says to Aksoif, get Laru Sasi. This is my fiance. Write a divorce. Just in case. Like Shechsen, I should marry her. I want a divorce. I know already I won't like her tomorrow. So I won't get divorced. Now, I don't want to use a get today. The din is haray is a get. It's a valid get. Why? They should yada legasha. He could divorce her. L'cheder, we have a concept of a get yoshan. A get yoshan is if you have a get, that, and you live together after the get was signed and with a date, it cancels the get. So how can the Gemara say Hibbafej is good? So Rashi says of Chiddush, unbelievable Chiddush, that whole Gemara which you can learn the end of Gittin, very end of Gittin, about a get Yashan, is only Lechatchila. Lechatchila don't use a get, but B'deyevet you did, it's a valid get. All the Rishonim argue with Rashi, the whole sugya there is that it's not a good get. So Tesis says over here, talking about a get, but he didn't write a date. You wrote it before while you were engaged, but he didn't write a date. And why is the writing valid? Because you could have given her the get. Once you're engaged, you're allowed to give her a get whenever you want. However, Elisha Balma...
That he goes ahead with the
man. That's right. Yeah. The Pella is that this whole sugya is right here, when the sugya is really in the end of Gittin, and this whole Rashi Tesis Machlekes is right here, whether B'deyevet is still a valid get or not, the get Yashar. Anyway, says Malvaita, Ulisha Balma. That's what get Yashar means. No, that's about you talking about Zman. You talking about get it out Zman. Get Yoshin means you wrote a get today and everything else, and then you stay this. What happened was you spent in a hotel together on the way you're going to the Sefer. Are we choshed that something happened? And if something happened, it becomes a get Yoshin, an old get, and you can't use it anymore. So Rashi holds that's only Chachilah. Look, let's look at the last Rashi in the bottom. It's important in Rashi. And we don't have this Rashi in Gittin where it's all about. How does he get? Six lines at the bottom. Beim nosnu, and if he gave her the get, Mishakonsa, after he married her, how does he make it? She's divorced. Hoyul uvi yoder, legasha mishanichta, because he's able to divorce her from the moment he's written. Beim shum get yoshin, ice, an old get, the kaimla beisil, poist, the beisil pasil, the fnan, bilan, eze get yoshin. What's the definition of an old get? Koshin is yachid, ima achiksiva, they live together. Alone. You don't have to live together, just being alone in the same house. Yichud, already. Render the get possible. How eat me a lechit in this garsha? She doesn't have chilah. Chilah, you shouldn't use it, but if you did, she's totally mutter. She can get mad at chilah. And Tesis and all the Rishonim argue vehemently. No. That's Tesis Chiddush. Rashi the Pasha is a day here. Yeah, it's a regular. So everything is perfect here.
You haven't given it to her,
and you're living together still.
Isn't this the whole reason we make Gittin only in Beis Din? Is because of all these confusions, all these mishigas.
Yeah, but it's not halacha. You don't really need a Beis. We'll have the Gemara if you need from two people or three people, have a Beis and Gittin. But the B'chalim, you need a Beis. You can only have two people, and that's enough. Okay, right. Elisha, I'm a woman. Ain't get, there's no get. If I'm a woman, if I'm the woman, I say, oh, you know, I think I'm going to marry this woman one day. Tell the Sefer, write me get. Before I even talk to you about getting married, I already want to have a get ready just in case. Ain't get. There the get is not valid. You know why? Even if she ain't be yod to the gasha. Because at the moment, you wouldn't even engage her. So the get had no credibility. But you know, what happens before you married your Yavama, you told the Sefer, write a get. And now, this get is valid midrabban. If you would have given it out, midrabban, we just learned till now, if you gave a get to a woman, a Yavama, it's a get, and you can no longer marry her. But it's on midrabban. So what happens in this case? Because you already have a shaykh, so it's like you're engaged, your fiance, and you can write a get. Take was a question. Let's say you wrote clearly in the get, this get I'm writing to sever the ties of the zika. I don't know the yavama side of you. I want to get rid of the yavama side of you. But he gave her a maimer, but he wrote a get. We learned before you could cancel the maimer by a get. But you wrote clearly the get. It's not to cancel the maimer, it's to cancel the zikr. What happens then? He didn't write for maimer. Or maimer, he said clearly, I want to cancel the maimer. I don't want to cancel the zikr. So I want to be able to get married to you. We learned before that if you write a get, if you have a maimer, get married. Then you write a get. We say that you reduced it now, but you're limited to get. I only want to get to remove the maimer. But not this. I don't want to in any way to tamper with the zikr, so I want to marry. I changed my mind. Says the Gemara, what happens? Ma, what's a shayla? Do we say that maimed and zikah are coupled together? You cannot separate the two. They're intertwined. Maimed ilu zikaka, Rami. Do we say that maimed, all it does is it strengthens that bond, that zikah, and therefore they're one and the same? The other kimagaj chatisha. So if you say I only want to divorce the maimed part of it, or only the zikah part of it, you're only divorcing half a woman, and therefore it's not a divorce at all, and it's going to be right. So therefore, if you write, I'm only taking away the zikr, only in mind, but nothing happened at all. Because then if you divorce half of a wife, nothing happens. If you mekadosh half of a wife, then what has a whole shnah zayin? If the kedushin spreads on its own, because kedusha we know by korban harei mekadosh the ragli harei regel zeh shel oila is kedush. We say there's machleik is in tanoim whether the kedusha permeates the whole animal. But by gita, no one says you give a get to half a wife, the get spreads. Why is get like kedush? Yeah. Nothing. Or Dilma, do we say two separate entities, the zikr, the maimer, is maimer, and whatever you divorced, it helps with that.
Why is it by a Yivoma that you need a maimer if there's already a connection? There's a zikr. Understand by a frame that
first
you have
we had a machlekes of zikr. Is yes zikr ain't zikr, which had yesterday. And even if you hold yes zikr, according to Rav Huna, once you determine you have to marry, you have to marry like a normal wife. And what's the stages of a normal wife? Kiddushin and Nisuyin. Here also. Just because Taylor says it's a mitzvah to you to marry and you already have a tie to it, but you still have to go through the steps. That's what Rav Huna says.
She's not available to anybody else.
That's right. That's all it means.
Whole good for that she's not available. And that,
so it's one step
and
closer,
that you have
but
a mitzvah
but still
is because there is a bond.
Yeah, but that bond is not strong enough to be like Kiddushin. It's a step below that. Okay, so therefore each one is separate. So if you write a get, I only want to get rid of the zika, then you get rid of the zika, nobody can marry, but she's still there's still a maimer there. But if you write only to the maimer, then the maimer is gone, but zika is still there and everybody can marry her. So maybe it's also to you because you gave her a get, but all your other brothers can marry her. Says the Gemara, why don't we resolve it from Rabbi? Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Nosan get l'ma morai. There were three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. They had three wives. Reuben died, and then the wife became available to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon gave her a maimed. And then Shimon dies. Comes out that this woman now belongs to two husbands. Reuben's wife still belongs to Reuben, but also belongs partially to Shimon. And you're allowed to marry one Yivam, but not a Yivam that belongs to two men. So therefore, she's possible. Once she's possible, it's also possible to Tzara. But what happens if right before Shimon died, he gave a get to the maimed? He says to Reuben's wife, hey, you know what? I gave you a maimed. Here's a get for the maimed. So the Rebbe says, remove the shack, you remove the maimed. So now she's back to Reuben's wife. So now Levi can marry both. Sayyid, Shimon's wife, Sayyid's wife. Clear from here that when you gave her a maimed, you removed the what do you call it? You removed the maimed, but you didn't remove the zika. So you ask the question, can you remove only the maimed, not the zika? He said, you can, face you can. Rav Taka was convinced, but Chananya wasn't sure. My, what's it in Teku? The fact that the Rav told you is not enough. Teku. Yeah. They always give a get.
You get off tonight.
You know, Machlek's not tonight, yeah. Yeah. He gives a chalitza. He has to give a chalitza. He wants to be able to marry her and hold her hanging. No, he should give a chalitza for fall. He's going to war. Yeah, but you can't, exactly. There's no eitzah. You have chalitza, that's it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do.
Isn't the get that he gives when he goes to the war is that if I don't come back by such a time?
Machleik is actually telling you whether it's a tanai or it's absolute. We'll have it in Ksubas stuff. You don't know.
On the other side of the river.
I've tested it all, the bottom, yeah. Case says, not sure thing is a tanai. It's an open and ended thing. Yeah, but what's the advantage of that? Why ruin it, turn into a grusha? If he knows he's going to war, why turn into a grusha? Yeah, Pastor Kuna, you're ruining her. We had what's the expression we had before? Ey, mei boirei. Won't be a gunner, you give her a chalitza. We had an expression before, Debbie said that you don't throw your mei be'er out if somebody else could drink from it. So why ruin her life? You know, anyway, you're going to war. What was the lashon? Mei be'er, good lashon. Debbie said, mei be'er, you don't throw your mei be'er out? You know what I'm talking about? Cancel Debbie, lo yishpech odem mei be'erai v'acheidim tzich lehem. Always in benefit, why hurt her? Get back to your mother, zing mother, why don't you let me. Okay, cholatz va'osa maimer. It says once you did a chalitza, nothing happens afterwards. But why nothing happens afterwards? Okay, now I live with her. But if I gave a kedusha, why nothing happens? Says Gemara, must be this is Rabbi Akiva. The Amud says ain kedusha toys chayv lavera. We had before. Once it's lavera, there's no kedusha. Abba chacham maimer. Chacham say that even though it's a lav, if you gave kedusha, it's valid. Yes, acha chalitza klum. Says the Gemara, mimotz muk look at Rabbi Akiva. How can Rabbi Akiva? But titani milereisha. It says in the reisha, no san get. It says he gave her a get. And v'asa maimer, if you gave her a get, which means that you no longer can marry her, and then you did a maimer, you still need a get for the maimer. I mean, the maimer was valid. You just said if you did an aveda according to Akiva, you can't. It's not valid. Here it's valid. Obviously, if it's only awesome than a bun. Vida Akiva, give me the other get. Me mahani ba maimer. Once you give a get, how can the maimer help? Says the Gemara, but Tanya, Rabbi Kiva says, "Minayil nois and get leave empty. How do you know you gave a get to Yivam b'shenesel of Lami?" And Rabbi Kiva holds, you're not allowed to marry once you give a get. Shenemar, it says, it seems that he holds its matoida. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yuchal bay laharishin." The first husband can't asher shulcha. What happened was she divorced her. She married another man. The other man died. The first husband cannot take her back. Why do you have to say asher shulcha? Just say bay laharishin. We know what we're talking about. Why do you have to say asher shulcha? It's underway. To teach you an extra pasuk that in another case also, not only a case where machzik l'shasay, a yibama. Once you gave her a get, you can no longer marry her. That means it's mahatayda l'chayda. According to Akiva, it's mahatayda that you're not allowed to marry her. So if you're not allowed to marry her, how come the Mishnah says that if you gave a maimer after the chalitza, you need to get rid of the maimer? You need a get for that. According to Akiva, there's no kedushin here. Once it's us, there's an aver involved. There's no kedushin at all. Or Ravashi, get yibama mid rabbanan. Even though Rabbi Kiva brought a pasuk, even Rabbi Kiva agreed the whole is only Rabbanan, because Kras machta ba'alma, the Kras only has a smachta, if only Rabbanan, and because Rabbanan, the Kedusha would be chal. Tanya nami hachi, we actually learned this way. Amar Rabbi says, Ein advarim alala murim. When do we say that after chalitza, and you give maimed that it's teifis, ela ladib, Rabbi Kiva, shay oise chalutza, sorry, Rabbi Kiva, when do we say that it's not chal? Only according to Rabbi Kiva, shay oise chalutza ke erva. He treats a chalutza like an erva, because he holds there's no difference between a lav and chorus. So Rabbi Kiva therefore holds, once you give chalitza, you can't marry. That's what our Mishnah says. Avol chachomim maimim, yesh acha chalitza klum. There is after chalitza. However, I'm sort of in between. I hold the pens. Depends what she had in mind after the chalitza. Bizman shekitcha l'shomishes. If he decided to marry as an ordinary woman, not as a yivamah, then I'll agree with the chachamim kedushin atayfus. Even though it's a lav, kedushin would work. However, if he made a mistake and he thought that you know what, I gave a chalitza, but I changed my mind. I want to marry her. He thinks that he's still somehow or another doing the mitzvah of yibum. Avol kitcha l'shom yibumus ein achalitza klum. Then it's a mistake because after chalitza yivamah is over. There's no zik anymore. That's what Rebbe says. Tanya Tagla and Rebbe is very similar. We learned hachaylitz liyivem to give a chalitza because of a kitcher. Then you get married to her. Rebbe, yaimer depends. Im kitcher l'shemishas. You knew that she was no longer your yavam, but you still want to marry her as a wife. Okay, it's an aver, it's a lav, but the kedushin is valid. Tzricha heimen get. If you decided to marry her because you think that you're allowed to change your mind and marry her as Yivama, then ain't tzricha mena get. There's no you get a mistake. However, the Chachamim say in both cases, even though I don't care what you had in mind, you wanted to marry her. I don't care if you did it for Yivama or Stamishas, since even though it's an Aveda, it's Chal. Kivan, Bein Shekitu L'Shamishas, Bein Shekitu Yivama, tzricha mena get. It's a sin, and it's Chal, and you need to get. Why does Rebbe say that if you thought that you could marry as Yivamim, nothing happened? Why? But the fact is, you gave a kedushin. So you say, you know why? Because Asu, we treated ke'oide benichzager, you're tilling the soil by a convert. Ukesavah shalaya. A convert has no family. If he didn't marry, didn't have any kids, no family. So when he dies, who does the state belong to? Kolakoyim zacher. So you were a carpenter or whatever it is. You're working in the field. You made so many kinyanim. But because you thought, you didn't realize that you could be koine in the field. So, and therefore, you are not koine at all. Because kavana is vital. Same thing here. If you thought that you're marrying this woman because she's your yavama, and you're somehow or another fulfilling the mitzvah yavama, when in fact you're not, because right after chalitza, nothing happened. Because you need kavana by kinyan, there's no kavana here. Ka'oide benichsa ger ukesavar, you thought, shalai hein. You thought maybe that it's his. You didn't realize that the gay dies is all hefker. You're not koina. Omle bai. What are you comparing? Says interesting machlekes. Bai, you said, what are you comparing? There's a difference when we say you need kavana by a kinyan, you need kavana to be koina, but you don't need kavana for every detail. Over there, in the case of the gay, you had no kavana to be koina at all because you thought that this belongs to the gay. So if you had no kavana to be koina, how could you be koina? Over here, you wanted to marry the woman. You had kavana to be married to marrying her. The only thing is that the grounds for it are different. You thought that you're marrying her, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibam, turn to be not. But you had the general kavana to marry your hand. So of course you should be married. What's the spot of Rebbe? Only by me, W. Hassam over there, like over there, the carpenter, he had absolutely no interest in being koina. That's why he's not koina. Hachah, kamechavle mikne. Holo dami, you want to compare, you know what you compare it to. You had kavana to be kainer, but you thought you're being kainer from Reuven. It actually belonged to Shimon. You both gave him, but it actually belonged to Shimon. So you had kavana from the wrong person. So therefore, it doesn't work. Same thing over here. That's why over here doesn't work either. Over there, then is your kainer. Over there, because you had kavana to be kainer. The main kavana is that you want, because it's hefker, it won't to anybody. Because the main, by hefker, what's the main thing? By hefker, the main thing is that I want it to become mine. It doesn't really matter so much who gave it up. So therefore, as long as the kavana legally kainer, over here by the woman as well. You want to marry this woman. Does it really make a difference if it's based on the mitzvah of Yibum or based on the mitzvah of Ishus? You wanted to marry her and she's happy to marry you, that's it. It should be kainer. So what's the Rebbe Sevara that if you thought that she's Yivama, there's no kiddushin there? You clearly said, when does the Rebbe say that the Kedusha is not valid? You're going to Amalah. You clearly said to her, He's Kachi Libe Maimer Yevamin. You said to her, because that's how Maimer goes. You said to her, you're Mekudosh to me with a Maimer that is used by Yevamin. Now, since there is no Yevamin here, it's an empty phrase. It's not just the Kavana here. He had the wrong idea. What he said was wrong. Rebbe Saba, Rebbe holds, Maimer, what's Maimer? Maimer Iluzike Karami. Rebbe holds that Maimer is there intertwined with Zika. But also, Chalitza Avkadu Zika. Chalitza comes along and removed the tire, Zika. So therefore, no, the whole Maimer can only work with the Zika. There's no Zika, there's no Maimer. Maimer, all it does is it accentuates the Zika that already exists. So if you say those words, it makes it strong enhances. But since the chalitza removed the zika, and now you say maimer, what is it? It's garnished. It's garnished. That's what Rebbe says. Nothing happened. However, two separate things. Mikara, from the beginning, even before you gave her the chalitza, ilu amal, if you would have said to her, he's got chili be maimer yevamin. If you could have been maimer yevamin, me loy mahani wouldn't have worked. Nothing to do with Zika. Maimer works on its own. So even though you gave Chalitza and you removed the Zika, so what? Maimer still is functional. Hashtanami Mahanid helps. Okay, we'll stop here.